In the past 4 years, the Broncos have always had their bye weeks around midseason. This year, the respite comes over a month earlier.
We don't have any control, so it has to be a good time. So you make use of it the best you can, and then you go. Either way it goes, you know, you got to go.
We've had it all different times. We've had it in the middle, we've had it at the beginning, we've had it late. You know, it's, you know, like, well, whatever schedule you get, you're going to work with it. But we've actually been working for a couple months. And you know, you have the preseason games, and obviously you have the regular season games, so, you know, it'll be enjoyable.
This is the earliest I've ever had it. You know, maybe give a couple guys, get healthy, because, you know, a couple guys got injured. You know, it was a hard-fought game, but, you know, I think we're going to be going into our Monday Night Football game on a high note and really get things clicking.
The bye also comes amidst the run of physical pounding games for the Broncos.
Well, I think this stretch, I mean, you kind of looked at this stretch coming up here. Obviously, going back to Kansas City, division opponent, then going to New England, who everybody knows about New England, and then you know Baltimore was going to be a very improved team, and they haven't disappointed in that fashion. So I think possibly that does, and give us an extra time to kind of sit back, get healthy.
The bye week will help a number of players, including Al Wilson, who left Sunday's game with a hamstring injury.
He's fine. He's got a little bit of a hamstring issue. According to Greek, if we were playing this weekend, he's not really concerned over it, so it's minor at this time. Hopefully, it won't be a factor next week.
We've got some guys that are banged up, and Al Wilson will have the opportunity to get healthy. Cedric Cobbs will continue to work towards being healthy. We got to use it to our advantage.
Everyone has their plans, but for many, conditioning will still be a part of the weekend.
I just relax, you know. I continue to still work out, but I do like the little things mostly. Like, I play basketball a lot, so I probably play basketball just to keep the conditioning and, you know, get my body worked on a little bit, massages and whatnot.
Got to run and lift tomorrow, and so after that, you know, get a little leisure activity. Got to maximize that, so we're still, you know, still exacting how exactly we're going to do what we're going to do.
You can't go 5-6 days without doing anything, so I'll continue to work out, and you know, inevitably I say I won't watch football, but I'll be there Sunday watching all the games and enjoying it.
And then by Monday, ready to go once again.
Some people say we'll break the momentum, but we're enough pros in here and we're well enough coached that we won't miss a beat, and I think you just got to take advantage of it, and our bye was dealt to us right now, so we make the best of it.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.